السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, sisters at the madrasa, those listening over receivers and the radio station. Over the past few weeks we have been discussing in the majlis of zikr some Naat Sharifs, because people are returning from Madina Sharif, returning from Makkah Sharif, so the heart is automatically pulled in that direction, and our life revolves around Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Tayyiba. Although we may be in South Africa, or a person is in any part of the world, but if he is a Muslim, then he has to believe in the Quran Sharif, he has to believe in Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on earth. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala not only for the people of the earth, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was a messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for all the kainat. However, for us, we cannot be Muslims unless we believe in Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Khatm nubuwat. After him, no Nabi came to this world and no Nabi will ever come. And there is no need for any other Nabi. For Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us teachings in every field and every aspect of our life. Wherever you find some kind of problem in the world, we must understand that it is the weakness of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een spread Islam, wherever they went and they established Islamic states, so there was peace, there was harmony, there was unity, everything of the best prevail. Especially in Madina Sharif and Makkah Mukarrama, we know that there was no more any kind of crime. We never heard of any rape, any arson, any loot, any murders. Everything became so peaceful and so wonderful because they implemented the teachings of the Quran Sharif and the Hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The more we drift from there, the more problems. We have entered the month of Muharram, and of course this is not the topic for tonight, this is a majlis of zikr. But if you have to look at the state of the ummah around the globe, then there is nothing but fighting, killing, murders, Muslims at the throats of Muslims, and others at the throats of everyone else. It's just nothing but chaotic. It seems as everybody is thirsty for the blood of someone. I don't think we killed as many mosquitoes in our lives as human beings have been killed. And for what? For no other reason except material gain, property, land, oil wells. These are the things for which all these murders and killings are taking place. Post and position. Everyone wants to be prime minister, everybody wants to be president of a country. So by hook or crook, we must become president, we must become prime minister. So get somebody eliminated, somebody assassinated, somebody executed. Do something so that we get that position. So this month of Muharram, a sacred month, it reminds us of the hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, because our Islamic calendar starts from there. It reminds us of so much of sacrifices that were made by them. It reminds us of the shahadat of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, the shahadat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. It reminds us of the shahadat of so many other people in the month of Muharram. It reminds us of the Yawm-e Ashura, the day of such great significance, that prior to the Ramadan fast becoming compulsory, the fast of the day of Ashura was compulsory. But that is another subject. So it is the month that is reminding us of the sacrifices of those companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of the children of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of the grandchildren of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So what should we be doing in this Mubarak month? Just taking their name is not sufficient. We must emulate, we must follow their examples, we must bring into our life their taqwa, their piety, their zuhad, their qana'at, their contentment, their trust and tawakkul in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, their muhabbat and love for the Quran Sharif, their muhabbat and love for salat 5 times a day, that even in that state in Karbala, Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala did not forego his salat. It must bring into our lives the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So that is what I mean by our lives revolve around Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Tayyiba. A Muslim has to go back to the Quran Sharif, has to go back to the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in tonight's majlis of zikr, we will read Jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hain hum, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who are fortunate to be living in Madinah Sharif, and since it is our heart's desire also that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala create the conditions for us to settle in Madinah Tayyiba and to spend the remaining days or the last days of our lives in Madinah Tayyiba, and to get death in Madinah Tayyiba, and to get burial in Jannatul Baqi. That is the desire of every Muslim. So therefore we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that just as He has blessed these people who are residents of Madinah Tayyiba, He creates the conditions for us also to reside there permanently. And it is not difficult for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But as I discussed over the past few Thursday nights, that the desire is one thing, to settle there, to stay there, to live there, and to proclaim our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what is extremely important is that we must translate that love into action. If we don't translate it into action, then we can be in Madinah Sharif, but we are not there. Look at the millions of people around the globe who have made Hajj. If you have to count over the years, how many millions of people have made Hajj? Millions of them. And practically every Haji Sahib that returns from there, if you have to ask, how was Hajj? What is the response? Excellent, most beautiful. What a beautiful place, Madinah Tayyiba. How serene, how tranquil. How wonderful Mina was, and how beautiful it was in Arafat, especially when everyone engaged in dua at the time of Asr, the wukuf of Arafat, whatever time they made, and the du'as at Muzdalifa, and the tawaf at Ziyarat, all the other things, everybody will say, wonderful, most beautiful Hajj. But what is the sign of that most beautiful Hajj? I'm talking about the millions now, not taking any particular person. If you have to take the millions that went there, this year, last year, the year before that, and you go on, millions. Now if these millions really became ambassadors of Islam upon their return, out of those millions, if only 10% also brought into their lives the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't know how many millions would have come into the fold of Islam without much preaching. I repeatedly say, and I have no hesitation in repeating this. And today there's a new audience. So many are listening over the radio station. So many are listening at the, and going to listen afterwards to the tapes. I have no hesitation in repeating this. As I mentioned last week also, that the mal of Medina Sharif is not what we bring in our bags. That is not the mal, the real mal or the real goods of Medina Sharif. That is we bring as gifts for our family members, our friends, our relatives. We bring some tuhfas, some hadiyas, some gifts. And it is a sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the person buys a few things and takes it, puts it in his bag and brings it. But unfortunately what is happening now is that that is about the only mal that we have brought from there. And plenty of it. And all our discussion centers around that mal, those goods which we brought in our bags. If you go to any home where Haji Sahib has returned, generally all the discussion is centering around what he has brought in the bags. Nothing wrong with a little bit of discussion of it. Children are asking what you brought, so you brought this for you, brought that for you. But that is not the real mal of Medina Sharif. A person can go and bring plenty of that from China. A person can bring plenty of that from Malaysia, from Europe, from America, from India and Pakistan and other Asian countries where it's very cheap also. You can bring plenty of that. And you can bring tons and tons and containers and containers. And people are bringing for sale purposes. So what is so grand about that which we have brought? Although that hawa of Medina, the breeze of Medina has touched those items, so therefore they get some kind of value because of that breeze of Medina Sharif. When Allah Wala was kissing one of those rumals that they bring from Medina Sharif, so somebody asked him that, what are you kissing this rumal for? This is made in Japan or made in China. So he said, you stupid, I'm not kissing the ring, the rumal that is made in China. I am kissing it because it came from Medina Sharif, came from the city of my beloved. You are not yet initiated in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's nothing wrong with that. But the real mal of Medina Sharif is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what I'm emphasizing. That if every haji at the plains of Arafat has to reflect that I will be returning, I will be going back to my country, and then I will be welcomed as a haji sahib. When we make our namaz and we return home, nobody welcomes us as namazi sahib. 5 times a day we go to the masjid and we return. Did anybody welcome us? Namazi sahib came. Nobody. So Hajj has got a special significance, a special status. So they are welcomed as Haji Sahib. So when we are welcomed as Haji Sahib, so what should we have in our lives? All the sifat and attributes of a real and a genuine Haji. The one who made Hajj for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And in Arafat he cried so much over his sins and made such intention of not returning to those sins. And he made such effort to bring into himself the akhlaq and the beautiful character, characteristics taught by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he made so much of dua that, Ya Allah, when I return, I wish to be a very, very honest person in my life. I wish to be a very truthful person. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to deceive anybody. I don't want to harm anybody without justification. I want to be upright in my dealings. I want to be one who fulfills the contracts, the person who fulfills the terms of agreements. I wish to be a person who is absolutely truthful, very, very kind, very loving, very generous, very compassionate, very merciful to the wife and children. I wish to be a person that is loved because of my character. I do not wish to be one of those who just flares up all the time. I do not wish to be an abusive person. I do not wish to abuse wife and children. And if it's the women folk, then they too make plenty of dua there, that we wish to return as women who will be pious, righteous, there will be haya and shame and modesty in our lives. We will give up all those sins that we were engaging in before we went. And if we were not fulfilling the rights of our husbands and our children, then we will go out of our way to now fulfill it. We will ask everyone for maaf. So whether it's husband or wife, male or female, everyone who was in Arafat, the person is now determined to return as a person of good character, of great amount of generosity, kindness, nobility, humility, taqwa, piety, contentment, satisfaction, tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala. Now if we had just 10% of such kind of hujjaj returning, then their neighbors, if they had been non-Muslims, they too would have been affected with the return of this Haji Sahib. They would have said, what a wonderful thing this person did in his life, that he went for Hajj and came. Now we don't have any problem from this neighbor. His wife and children will say, now we have no problem. What a change in this person's life. People with whom we traded, and before he cheated them, and before he charged them interest, and before he took them for a ride, now he's returning whatever he had taken illegally. He's telling them, I made a mistake before I went for Hajj, this is what I did, but I made a mistake in my life. I made Tawbah, but I cannot just make Tawbah and believe that everything is forgiven. Therefore, this is the amount of interest that I charged you on the loan that I gave you. But because I am a Haji Sahib now, so therefore I am returning this money to you. That person will think Christmas came early. How happy that person will come. And whoever's rights he trampled, whomever he caused hurt and injury and pain, then he says, I made Hajj and came, so therefore I ask you for forgiveness. Before I left, I was a different person, but now I have come back as a Haji Sahib, so therefore you won't find those weaknesses in my life anymore. If not, then as I mentioned the last program also, that there is one person, he tells me, he says, Maulana, every time that my landlord goes for Hajj, then we must brace ourselves for an increase in the rentals. And if he has to go for Umrah again the same year, then we get double increase of our rentals. Now is that Haji Sahib? So what are we bragging about? Every Haji Sahib must look into his heart and see, what have I brought in this bag of my heart? Now all these things come inside the heart. So it's a great namat of Allah Ta'ala to be able to perform Hajj. So it is a desire of everyone also to be able to, or to get the opportunity to reside in Madina Sharif permanently. But then what is required is that the person must live there with the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Without the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, without the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the person is in Madina Sharif but is not there. گر نہ صلی اعلی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں گر نہ صلی اعلی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جامے. Condition of shart, condition of tawheed kamil is that the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to be in our hearts. So these people who are residing in Madina Sharif, they are very, very fortunate in the sense that whenever they desire, they can go to the Rauza Mubarak, they can go to the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they can go into Riyazul Jannah, they can see the Green Dome, they can make dua there, they can go to the Mountain of Uhud, they can go to Masjid al-Quba. They got so much of opportunities day and night. So they have great hope that inshallah their sins will be forgiven. Therefore we should not look down upon people of Madina Sharif. Even Makkah Mukarrama, they are so fortunate. Sins, weakness, who doesn't have? All of us have got great amount of weakness. But the amount of opportunities of Tawbah that they have, they we don't have. Therefore, Hazrat Maula Kimad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, in his beautiful Naat Sharif, Jawar-e Muhammad mein rehte hai hum, he says, zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum falak par magar naaz karte hain hum zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum falak par magar naaz karte hain hum na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf jawar-e muhammad mein rehte hain hum sallallahu alaihi wasallam zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum we are staying on the earth on the ground of madina tayyiba falak par magar naaz karte hain hum although we are on the earth but we brag about the great opportunity that Allah tabaraka wa taala gave us to be residents of Madina Sharif and that we say that although you may be very high oh you skies and oh you heavens but here in Madina Sharif we have got the neighborhood of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam what can I tell you about my status and position and rank because I am the neighbor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I live in Madina Sharif jawar-e muhammad mein rehte hain if a person is the neighbor of the king then he brags about it the person is the neighbor of the president of the country he brags about it that you know where I am staying just two doors away from the president's home yet people of the world and things of this world what status and position do they have but there the person is the neighbor of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam what a great status but then of course he has to understand that every piece of ground there is sacred and he must not do things there which are disrespectful to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam unfortunately the type of things that we don't wish to see but we just sometimes accidental glance and what we see there in the foyers of the hotels and on the pavements and other places it shocks a person people don't even realize that we are in Madina Sharif especially in the shopping malls says jawar-e muhammad mein rehte hain hum zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum falak par magar naaz karte hain hum na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf jawar-e muhammad mein rehte hain hum sallallahu alaihi wasallam karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto madine ki basti mein baste hain hum karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto madine ki basti mein baste hain hum zameen par madine ki rehte hain hum falak par magar naaz karte hain hum it is only the fazl of allah tbaraka wa taala he says that allah taala gave that opportunity to reside in madina sharif to be there whether we were there for 10 days 20 days 20 days for those who are residing permanently it is only the karam and the fazl of allah tbaraka wa taala otherwise madina sharif there are lots of people who are living in jidda believe me but they haven't been to madina sharif Honestly, I'm telling you the truth. I personally met a person. He is there for about 25, 30 years now, but he hasn't been to Madina Sharif as yet. Now, is that ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Is that Islam? Is that deen? So he says, karam hai ye malik. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give the opportunity, the person can have all the money in the world. He will go all over the world. So many of them are traveling every year, different parts of the world. But you tell them, go Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, perform Hajj. Sorry, you don't have the time, or don't have the money, or don't have the desire to go. So, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hai. Without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there would have been nothing, nothing in the world. The universe would not have come into existence. Agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. Na masjid ke unche minare, na qibla, na kaaba, na makkah, madina. Agar Muhammad na hote to kuch bhi na hota. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto, Madine ki basti mein baste hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum. Falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hain hum. To give it a more wide meaning, that the Muslim's real qeemat and value was how much of nisbat he has got with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madina Sharif is because of its nisbat with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So any Muslim, if he wants to see what his value is, then he must see how much of his taluk and contact and love is there for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how much of amal and practice he is making on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them very high status. All the walis of the world put together cannot reach the status of the lowest sahabi. For what? Because they had the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I've always said that if you can bring the cheapest of dates from Madina Sharif, a dry date, it has come from Madina Sharif. And on the other side, you can put a Californian date, you can put a West African date, you can put any kind of date, the most juiciest of all dates. But when a Muslim is told that this date is from Madina Sharif, if he has got ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and love of Madina Sharif, then he will say the tastiest of all dates is this date, even though it may be the very dry one. Because it has come from Madina Sharif. The nisbat of Madina Sharif, if it gives value to the material things in the eye of a Muslim and the heart of a Muslim, then what about the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? What value it will put onto the life of that person? That this is a person who has got a nisbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nisbat of Madina Sharif. In his character we can see Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq. In his dealings we can see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings. In his relationship with people, with his wife, with his children, with his parents, with his neighbors, with his families, we can see that this person has got a nisbat and taluk with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings in the Quran Sharif. So Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai. Otherwise we are very, very cheap. There's no value. Today we say we got no value. Nobody is respecting us. Everybody is throwing us from pillar to post. And the Muslims do not seem to have any kind of status and position in the eye of anyone. And whose fault is it? Why don't we check our own lives? when our body is ailing, when we are sick and weak, we rush to the surgeons and the doctors and everybody else. Then spiritually, when we are sick, then why don't we make an effort to find some remedy, some cure?
Madine ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho. Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai hum, Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai hum. Shafaat Muhammad ki bhi ho naseeb, shafaat Muhammad ki bhi ho naseeb, dua raat din ye bhi karte hain hum. Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho.
We ask, Ya Allah, create the conditions for our settling in Madina Sharif. And let our death be in Madina Tayyibah. Wahi jina, wahi marta. Wahi jita, wahi marta. Wahi goro kafan hota. Kaash Madina ab mera watan hota. So he says that Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho. Ya Allah, make it in my taqdeer to die in Madina Sharif. To make my goro kafan in Madina Sharif, my burial in Madina Sharif, my husal and kafan in Madina Sharif, my salatul janaza in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So that when the Imam says Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam makes shafaat. Ya Allah, this ummati of mine is going to Jannatul Baqi. Forgive his sins. Madine mein marna muqaddar mein ho, Khuda se dua ye bhi karte hai. Whether it is destined there or not, we don't know. But what does it cost a Muslim and a mu'min that he keeps on praying, keeps on praying, keeps on praying for it? Ask for the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine mein har saal ho haziri, Khuda se ye faryaad karte hain hum. Bas aisa kinane Madina mujhe, na bhoolo guzarish ye karte hain hum. Zameen par Madine ki rehte hain hum, falak par magar naaz karte hain hum. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है आशिकों का मीना और जाम है अल्लाह 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 Allah, 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 Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aabo gil, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil ho, dard-e-dil. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدر اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے Meaning, oh Allah, how long am I going to live a life of sins, vices, evils? How long? Angel of death is sure to visit me. I have to present myself before you. We have to go into the qabr. Jaisi karni vaisi barni, na maane to karke dek. Jannat bhi hai, dozakh bhi hai, na maane to marke dek. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله. Oh my beloved Allah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Akramal Akrameen, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghiseen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Rabbana Zulamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna Lanakunanna Minal Khasireen. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah. Oh my most generous, most kind, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. My beloved Allah, something that you dearly love is the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you after this majlis of zikr. My beloved Allah, after the recitation of salat and salam upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after taking your Mubarak name, we have extended our begging bowls before you. You have attached these begging bowls to our bodies so that we can extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, you become extremely pleased with those who extend these begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, in begging there is humiliation and disgrace for the person who can do without begging. But Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more you become happy and pleased. You do not become annoyed, you do not become angry, you become angry with those who do not beg of you. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these hands before you and seeking forgiveness of all sins that we have committed in our lives. From the time we became of age up till now, all the sins that we committed, my beloved Allah, we are ashamed of having committed those sins. We are not bragging about our sins, we are not advertising our sins. My beloved Allah, we are not proud and arrogant. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed, for we used your bounties to commit those sins. We used the sight blessed by you. We used our tongues given by you. We used the wealth blessed by you, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Ya Allah, day and night we used your given bounties for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. You would have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You would have sent the gale force winds against us. You would have caused the tsunamis to destroy us. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how generous you are, how forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us to eat and drink and wear. Din raat hum teri nafarmani karte rahe. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us that we can turn towards besides you. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. But my beloved Allah, if you turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, where do we go? Who is there for us besides you? Our lives in your control. Our sight, our hearing, our speech, our heart, liver and lungs, all in your control. The ground on which we walk is in your control. Ya Allah, the homes in which we live is in your control. Ya Allah, if you send down the snow in abundance, everything comes to a standstill, even in a country that claims to be superpower. Ya Allah, gale force winds they cannot defend themselves against. Ya Allah, flood waters they cannot defend themselves against. My beloved Allah, everything is in your control. We are therefore pleading to you. We are begging of you. Don't look at our sins anymore, my beloved Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of night. Sins that we committed, my beloved Allah, of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. There's no other door that we can tap besides your door, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Ya Allah, we have become materialistic. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have become selfish. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with pride, with arrogance, with greed, with envy, with jealousy, with malice. Oh, my beloved Allah, what have we done to our hearts? We have made garbage bags of our hearts. Hearts which were supposed to be for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have given to everything else except to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But tonight, my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, we have just entered the month of Muharram. It is a new year, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are resolving that we will not return to those sins that we have been engaged in all our lives. Ya Allah, forgive those sins of the past. Give us a firm intention, my beloved Allah, not to return to those sins again. Ya Allah, give us a realization that sins bring nothing but misery in a person's life. Sins bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ya Allah, the person who engages in sins day and night, he can never have peace of mind, contentment of the heart. He can never have tranquility and serenity and joy. Ya Allah, with everything in the world in his possession, but his life becomes miserable. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the realization that we have to return to you one day. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the good things of this world and the good things of the akhirah. My beloved Allah, protect us from the fitnas of this world. Bless us with wealth in which there is plenty of barakat, coming from halal sources. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of the wealth. Ya Allah, bless us with piety and taqwa in our lives. Bless us with businesses full of barakat, our homes full of barakat. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our time, barakat in our life, barakat in every bounty and ni'mat that you give us. Don't snatch away, my beloved Allah, your bounties because of our sins. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, there's nothing but experiences of disasters, disasters, disasters. Ya Allah, we know we are the cause of all these disasters. Our actions are no more according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Day and night we are missing our salat. Ya Allah, we so many of us haven't paid zakat. Ya Allah, so much of our fasts have become qaza. Ya Allah, so much of cheating and drinking and gambling and looting. So much of murders and killings. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty. You can change the direction of our lives. You can change the conditions even in this country from that of adversity to that of prosperity. Ya Allah, from that of insecurity to that of security. Ya Allah, bless each and everyone with hidayat. Bless each and every one with Islam and Iman. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Ya Allah, we are at the doorstep of Islam. Because of our actions and our dealings and our trade and our business, and because of all our weaknesses, people are leaving Islam instead of coming into Islam. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of both worlds. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect our homes, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wives, our children, protect all the ni'mats that you have blessed us with. Ya Allah, oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, we have to leave this world one day and return to you. We don't know where the angel of death is going to strike. So many people are dying in the casinos, in the discos, in the cinemas, in the theaters. Ya Allah, recently even bodies have been picked up from prostitute quarters. picked up from casinos. Oh my beloved Allah, picked up from nightclubs. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram action. Don't let the angel of death find us in a cinema or theater or watching some filth on the television screen or porn sites on the internet. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication, or popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wines in our hands, or womanizing, or any kind of haram action. My beloved Allah, when the time of our departure from this world comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi kuro kafan hota. My beloved Allah, bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba, with burial in Baqi. Oh my beloved Allah, throughout the world, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering tremendous amount of difficulties, pain and problem. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship and suffering of mankind around the globe, especially the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Ya Allah, change the condition of those lands. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, there's so much of fragmentation, disunity, disharmony. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left the ummah one body, one soul. Ya Allah, humne ummah ke tukde tukde kar diye. My beloved Allah, we have made Hajj, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Hajj. Ya Allah, our Hajj full of weaknesses, shortcomings. So many of us who made Hajj, Ya Allah, this year, last year, whenever we meet. Ya Allah, our lives are filled with weaknesses and shortcomings. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's companions called out, Labbaik, what a Labbaik that must have been. Each and every one with a purified heart calling out, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with his 124,000 companions, when he made tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif, the duas that he made after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the dua that he made in the mataf, the dua that he made when he touched the Rukne Yamani, the dua that he made crying at the Mizab Rahmat, the dua that he made when he clung to the Multazam. Mere pyare Nabi ne Multazam se chibat karke jo manga, khilafe Kaaba se lipat karke jo manga, Rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga, Hajre Aswad chum karke jo manga. The dua that he made behind the Maqam Ibrahim on Safa and Marwa, at Mina, and especially in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi, he extended his Mubarak hands. How much he cried for the Ummah. His beard was wet with his Mubarak tears. Ya Allah, his ihram was wet. How much he prayed for us there. How much he prayed at Muzdalifa. Oh my Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us in that Mubarak Hajj and in all his life. Ya Allah, bless the Ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, and especially the fitnas of Dajjal that he asked for protection from. Ya Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, family members, and the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of drought, of famine, of AIDS, of poverty throughout the world. Ya Allah, Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein humari duaon ko qabool farma. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. And you are well aware, my beloved Allah, of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the sicknesses, the diseases that each and every one who has raised his or her hand is suffering. Ya Allah, remove the pain, the suffering and difficulty. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those whose children have gone onto drunks and drink and drugs, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Watub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Azan will begin. Namaz will take place at 2:15 inshallah.